Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am very, very happy to give you meditation instruction. Today we're going to sit together for 10 minutes. We're going to start right now. So please take your seat, begin to get settled. If you're seated on a cushion on the floor, please sit with your legs crossed loosely in front of you. And if you're in a chair, please sit with your feet flat on the floor. And I point over here because my chair is over there. And if you wonder why I say the same thing every single time we begin our practice and why I give the full instruction each time, in case you ever happen to wonder, it's because every week, every day, so many new people join the Open Heart Project. And if this is your first time to practice, welcome. I'm honored and happy that you decided to sign up. And now there are close to 12,000 of us all over the world who are sitting down to meditate together right now. So I encourage you to feel the support of this worldwide community that we are creating. It is quite wonderful. And as we get settled today, I want to share with you very briefly a quote, which I'm probably going to have to paraphrase because I don't know if I can remember the exact quote, but it's from Albert Einstein. And he said something that relates very much for me to my study of the Dharma, to my study of Buddhism. And I think it relates to just what it means to be a human being altogether, so Dharma Shmarma. And he said, the most important decision we each need to make, and I find it interesting that he said decision. He didn't say choice, opinion, question we have to answer. The most important decision is definite. The most important decision we have to make is to decide whether we live in a friendly universe or an unfriendly universe. So the most important decision we each have to make is, do we live in a friendly universe or an unfriendly universe? And, you know, he was a smart guy. So I find it fascinating that he put that as the number one decision. And, you know, it makes sense when you think about it, or to me, actually, I invite you to think about it on your own. If we believe we live in a friendly universe, the moment we walk out the door, things feel different. There's a sense of ease, there's a sense of possibility, there's a sense of courage, curiosity, and everything flows from that step, first step out the door. And if we believe we live in an unfriendly universe, of course, we step out the same door with a sense of defensiveness, guardedness, suspicion, fear, constriction, and everything flows from there. So it is indeed an important decision to make. And I can't tell you, of course, what the decision you should make is, but I invite you, as you go about this day and your life, to contemplate your answer. And please, I encourage you not to try to decide on the basis of concept or intellect even, although you should think and study as much as you want. That's very valuable. But instead, try to find your answer in the world. Try to find your answer in the way nature works. Try to find your answer in the way people's hearts operate. Try to find your answer by contemplating the state of mind that you and I and all of us were born to. How were we born? Because that is our nature. So, it's a very interesting question to contemplate, a very important decision to make, obviously. And I invite you to try to find your answer out in the world, as opposed to in your own mind. So it's something deep, I believe, to contemplate. And without further ado, let's begin our practice. So please begin your practice by relaxing. Just let go. You can relax your body by giving your weight to whatever it is you're sitting on. And you can relax your mind by giving up all expectations, for good or for ill. And instead, just be right here. Right here is the most relaxing place, some would say the only relaxing place. The hands are palms down, just above the knee or at mid-thigh. And let the hands and arms and shoulders relax a lot. Imagine that you have been going through the last 24-hour period or lifetime, whatever it is, with a boulder attached to your shoulders, strapped on, and someone just unhooked the straps and just rolls off. Ah. Let the belly be very soft. Allow your heart to soften as well. The chin is parallel with the ground, which simply helps avoid any repetitive strain from going like this or going like this. The mouth is closed. The teeth and lips can be slightly parted. And the tongue rests on the roof of the mouth, just behind the upper teeth. And please enjoy not having to say anything. Breath comes in and out through the nose in a natural way, just breathing, no technique. It happens sometimes that you could become overly conscious of your breath. Don't worry about that. If you ever feel like that, that tends to even out on its own as the minutes go by, so don't worry about that. The eyes are open, the gaze cast down to a spot about 6 feet in front, and let the eyes be very soft. Imagine that whatever you're looking at is coming towards you to be seen, so you can rest back, you can remain within yourself as it comes to you. The crown of the head reaches up a little bit. Please place your attention on your breath as it comes in and out through the nose. And come in on the inhale with your attention. And let it ride out on the exhale. Let your attention rest on the breath, meaning a light touch. You don't have to grip your breath. It's always there, don't worry. You can always come back. So just ride it with a sense of ease, like it was a feather on the wind. Let your breath be everything right now. Let your mind be as it is, no problem. The Thoughts will come and go. Most will not distract you overly. But if you notice at any point that you have become absorbed in thought, that is fine. Simply let go. And please believe me when I say it does not matter what the content of the thought is. If it is beautiful or trivial or vicious or silly or meaningful, meaningless, this particular time, that is irrelevant. Simply let go and gently come back to your breath and kindly take a fresh start. And you have a certain amount of fresh starts allocated to you, and that number is infinite. So please relax, and we'll practice together. Thank you so much for your practice.